hey, Esmeralda, look, can you fathom this? What's going? It's Skip Skipley.
Wow, he's left you not speechless.
I can't. I just don't. Skip Skipley. Hi, Skip.
Wow, thanks for that reaction, Nick.
Sure,
it's very flattering.
How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Good. We're ready for another edition of Pop Up Video.
I'm glad to hear that.
How's the jet?
Jet's fantastic.
Yeah.
We are coasting around the USA, having fun all along the way.
There you go. That's what you got to do. Are you Dr. Seuss now?
You know, it's just you find yourself lyrically attracted to things. I mean, it is a musical segment.
It is. Absolutely. A musical segment. Correct. All right. All right, Skip, should we play the thing on top of the thing? All right. Skip Skipley will ask us questions about a certain video slash song. On one side of the card, it's questions about the video. On the other side of the card, it's pop culture related questions that have something to do with the video. Esmeralda will be singing in a little bit. So all the cats are already outside. They're ready to go. Dave Ennett and his army of feline cats with ESP, they're on their way in as well. So we're getting ready to go.
I bet you the cats react to your singing, too.
No way.
They don't even hear it?
No, they don't. They react by smiling.
Oh, all right.
That's what they do. They smile.
Cats smiling.
That's
cool.
Right. Okay. Are we going to start?
We are going to start. It's okay. A little bit bittersweet this morning, but we have to pay tribute to one of the greatest musicians of all time. We're going to do Tom Petty songs this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we lost Tom Petty a couple of days ago, only 66 years old. Okay.
So you're going to start with Mr. DiGilio. Please provide us a line or two from Don't Come Around Here No More.
Hey! Don't come around here no more. Hey! Don't come around here no more. Whatever you're looking for. I said, hey! Don't come around here no more.
Very impressive.
That was as good as my sledgehammer.
Yeah. Except I didn't just say one word over and over again.
Oh, okay. You said three words. Five?
Yeah. That's the chorus of the song. I said, don't come around here no more. I said, whatever you're looking for. And I said, hey. That's the chorus. That's how the song goes.
Sledgehammer's chorus? Sledgehammer.
You two are fighting like the cats outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Esmeralda,
yes.
What children's book is this video based upon?
Alice in Wonderland.
That is correct.
That was my picture on my Facebook page yesterday. Was him as the... Oh, I'm not going to say.
Coincidentally, right, what character does Tom play in this video?
The Mad Hatter.
There you go.
I never learn my lesson when we do this. I swear to God, every single time we do this, I start yapping about the video and other things, and then inevitably I blow a question or something. Luckily, I stopped myself, and it was my question, so it would have been fine. All right.
Esmeralda, where besides Wonderland did Alice have an adventure?
The only thing I know would be through the looking glass.
You are correct.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought that was just a thing. Like she went through it and then there was something else. Not that it was an actual.
An actual what? Adventure?
Place. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You know what I mean? Like, I went through this door. That's not the...
And there's Wonderland as opposed to Looking Glass Village.
Yeah. Yeah, they cut that one out. It sounds better to say Looking Glass.
All right. We're tied at two. And now are we flipped?
We are flipped.
We're flipped. It's time to flip. Oh. Flip.
The other side of the card. Multiple choice for you in this first question. What did Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies call the swimming pool? Was it the cement pond, the crawdad hole, the Gorgonzola, or the crick?
The cement pond.
That is correct.
It wasn't just Granny. They all called it the cement pond.
Did she start the trend?
I don't know. Maybe Granny, is that probably because it had a connection to the video, right? That's why they pulled Granny out of there because it had something to do with the video. Because all the Beverly Hillbillies called it the cement pond. They did.
Esmeralda. Right.
Yes.
What's the grammatically correct way to say this song's title? So the song's title is Don't Come Around Here No More. What is the grammatically correct way to say the song's title?
Oh, man, I feel dumb. Man, this would have been perfect for you in your diagramming of sentences.
I just figured it out like I just figured it out like 2 seconds
so wait,
ago.
Don't
so.
Come around here. Oh, what? Okay. Would it just be don't come around here anymore?
You are correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking the don't had something to do with it. I was like,
it is
going to
kind of throw it. Should I say do not?
I was thinking that too.
That's what I was thinking when it first came into my head, but then the no more thing.
I was feeling really stupid because I'm like, oh, it can't be that.
And I'm playing against a guy who diagrams sentences because he's a dork. All right.
Another multiple choice.
Oh!
Reshaping a hat is called A, shirling, B, shoring, C, bellowing, D, blocking. Reshaping a hat is called A, shirling, B, shoring, C, bellowing, D, blocking.
Shoring?
That is incorrect.
So you would know this if you had gone to buy those hats.
If I would have bought those hats, yeah, the Victorian hats that we were talking about. What's the answer?
Blocking, apparently.
Never known that in 14 years. You know what? Can we call Six Corners right now?
Haberdashery.
Call the haberdashery at Six Corners right now. Get it done. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you can take the lead here.
Oh. Final question of the card. Alice finds a bottle that has what written on it?
Drink me.
You are correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
It seemed too easy.
There were no questions about there were no comments or questions about how they cut her into a cake. They cut her up at the end of the video.
They're trying to be a little less morbid about it.
I love that part. That's my favorite part of the video when she's like, and they're cutting her up.
She doesn't get to eat any of it, does she? That'd be creepy.
No, it's her. It's her.
I know,
it's herself.
Her arms are still moving.
Yeah. I love that's my favorite part of the whole video. That's a great video, by the way. That's a really great video and a great song.
Yeah.
Because Tom Petty rules. But Yeah. I'm looped, man. I swear to you, I've had like 3 minutes of sleep.
It was movie night
last night, and I was all, and it exhausted me watching like how brilliant Halloween was last night. I was just, and the talk went long. I yammered all about the movie, and there's a 20-minute new interview with John Carpenter. I almost lost my mind during that. So I need to sleep at some point. Well, Esmeralda, you're ahead.
Oh, good.
4-3. In this intense battle, and Skip Skipley's leaving. He's retiring. Hopefully, he'll come back.
Let's hope so.
He'll come back after the break. I love Susie Quattro. Rock Hard by Susie Quattro. You know, she played Leather Tuscadero on Happy Days.
Oh.
Susie Quattro. She was awesome. Had a massive crush on her in the 70s. 815 area code on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! Requesting Susie Quattro. And all right, let's look who's back. He decided to come back. He stopped retiring it.
Oh, thank
It's Skip Skipley.
Couldn't stay away.
It's Skip Skipley.
Retiring it.
Yeah. Hi, Skip.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Are we ready for round two?
We are ready for round two.
Esmeralda is in the lead. You got all four of those questions correct.
Oh, good.
And I got 3 out of 4 because I'm not a haberdashery runner.
How dare you?
Because I wear baseball caps and I don't, what do they call them? Scalp them, sculpt them, bend them? What?
Build it.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, the cat-like anger also extending to the text line, 847, I like as soon as Nick starts to lose the game, he starts making excuses about how tired he is. Be a man, dude.
Oh. No, but it is true. Every movie, whenever you have the movie nights, the next morning.
Yeah, I'm nuts. I mean, like right around 3:15, everything goes blurry.
Must
you know,
listen radio.
I go straight from the screening here.
Yeah.
And I usually get like an evening nap, and I skip that, and I don't add the I'm just nuts.
You should get to the theater early and just take a nap in the seats.
It's comfortable enough.
And then they catch you. And they're like, "Hey,
comfortable
wake up.
Enough. Hey, wake up! You got to introduce the movie." Oh, all right. All right. So we're ready. Everybody, the cats are floating outside, Salem's Lot yeah. style, and they're all running around. They've put out the old metal garbage cans just for this morning.
Just for those cats.
Just for those cats. And Dave Ennett is in the sports department right now, cape, crown, ready to go with 14,000 cats in the sports department right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Are we ready? Again, it's Tom Petty morning.
Yes.
In honor of the great Tom Petty. Okay.
Esmeralda, provide us a line or two from Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
That was really good. Seriously, that was really good. That was really good.
That's one of like the songs I just remember. I was going to say, videos. That video was always on.
Yeah, it was. And that
it's a good song, though.
But it's a great song.
Yeah.
But there was a look of fear in your eyes when Skip said that it was going to be Tom Petty.
Well, because I don't know that many.
But you knew that one.
Yes.
Very good.
How fortuitous.
Yeah. I know. I was hoping it was either that or Free Fallin'.
We did that one already.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just, how many Tom Petty songs can there be in this deck?
Oh, how many Tom Petty songs?
Tell you, for the number of Rod Stewart songs, there could be a lot more.
Yeah, but for videos.
Yeah.
For
no, he had a lot of videos.
But that pop-up video did. Well, you forget this is a pop-up video.
Yeah, it's true. But he did have a lot to choose from. Pop-up video could have done many.
Oh, probably.
If they chose to do it, because he had tons of videos. Okay, Esmeralda, nice job. The cats are happy, and so is Dave. So was it? He's shaking his head.
They're going to float back down.
Exactly. All right. Let's continue.
What actress plays Mary Jane in this video?
Kim Basinger.
You are correct.
Mm-hmm. That's another creepy video, man.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, what Florida city is Tom from?
Oof. Darn. And all this. Jacksonville.
Close. Gainesville.
Oh.
Okay. I have a chance to tie it up.
I think you might get this one.
Uh-oh.
Mary Jane is a nickname for what narcotic?
Any reason why you knew that I was going to get this?
Well, you were just talking about that pothead who dropped
going to see Altered States.
Yeah.
That would be marijuana.
I also heard from Brian Noonan that... got a good line on roach clips.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, feathered roach clips.
Well, just the feathers. You got to talk to Dan.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. Can get your own roach clips.
Is that why you guys work together?
Because I have the roach clips and he has the feather. That's exactly
why.
You
got peanut butter in my chocolate.
I got a roach clip on your feather.
By the way, 773 is wondering if Esmeralda has been taking voice lessons secretly.
Oh.
On the side.
See?
No, but thanks. Yeesh, I didn't think it was that bad.
We're all tied up. 5-5.
Ooh, 9-0. The cats were purring on that one.
Ooh.
Wow. Quite a reaction this
morning. I think that might be your best. I think that's your best vocal performance so far as we've been doing this.
You know, it's a very middle of the road.
Yeah. And I was just impressed you knew all the lyrics. You didn't just go, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, like you did with Sledgehammer. That
No, this one I did know.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I wish I knew more of the
verses.
Yeah.
All right.
Multiple choice.
For who?
For Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Growing Pains star Tracy Gold had a sister on what sitcom? A, Benson. B, Mr. Belvedere. C, Soap. D, Webster.
Ooh.
Growing Pains star Tracy Gold had a sister on what sitcom? Benson, Mr. Belvedere, Soap, or Webster?
I'm going to go Soap.
Incorrect. Benson.
Benson. It's a spinoff. Benson was a spinoff of Soap.
I knew she was in Webster.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
What rock group is the film The Last Waltz about?
The band.
That is correct.
Okay. Have we flipped?
We have flipped.
Oh, all right. Mm. I was wondering why they're just asking questions about the band. All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice. And, wow, how about this for interesting timing? Which of these jobs did Tom Petty once have? A, horse trainer. B, fireman. C, grave digger. D, clown. Which of the jobs did Tom Petty once have? Horse trainer, fireman, grave digger, or clown?
I'm going to say Gravedigger.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I thought because you paused, I was going to say, oh, is he a horse trainer and now he can make fun of Nick some more?
No. That would be awesome.
It was your trainer.
Well, I mean, obviously they asked that question because of the style of the video.
Right.
You know, and now, you know, it's not as funny.
Well.
So.
I got a feeling he's laughing up there.
Yeah, so. I'm sure he is. Yeah, good old Tom Petty. All right, is this the last question?
Last question, multiple choice for
okay.
you.
We're tied.
Oh.
So if I get this, I win. If okay. not, we end up in a tie.
Mary Janes are a kind of, multiple choice, by the way. Mary Janes are a kind of A, flower, B, sunglasses, C, shoes, D, socks.
Shoes.
That is correct.
Okay. Why didn't they put candy?
What's that?
Mary Jane, candy.
What are those?
You never heard of Mary Janes?
What do they look like?
They're little brown. They're in a wrapper. They're like, they're
wrapped candy.
They're
huh?
like, what do they taste? They taste a little bit like molasses or peanut butter.
Ugh.
They're good. Mary Janes are good.
They're horrible. Butter. They kill your teeth.
I'm trusting Mary.
How do people not remember Mary Janes, especially this month? Because you're going to get a lot of them in your bag.
Yeah,
when
that
you
was
go
the Halloween candy that everybody gave to everyone else.
Oh.
It was peanut butter.
It's peanut
yeah.
butter, yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. I like them.
No, thank you.
My brother was allergic to peanut butter, so he gave me all of his. Plus, my name was Mary. My sister's name was Jane.
There you
so.
Go. There
cut
you
him
go.
In two
awful.
All right, I won.
Yeah, whatever.
I came from behind to take this victory. I don't know how I won because I've 2 minutes of sleep. So
it's the lunacy.
It is. It's nuts. All right, Esmeralda. Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You're welcome.
And Svengoolie will be on with us
Ooh,
tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. And Dan Long will be filling in for Mr. Shigeru.
Very good.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. The news is up next.